One of the questions I asked you this morning was, how difficult is it for a blind or partially sighted person to negotiate the streets of Belfast? I want to speak to Thomas Quigley from the RNIB about this. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Thomas, you're partially sighted, you blind?
I'm totally blind myself.
So if you're out and about in town, for example, street furniture, is that a complete nuisance, or are you able to negotiate with your dog or your stick?
Well, I'm a cane user, long cane user, Frank, and to be honest, you're talking about right and wrong there. I wish some adults knew right from wrong, because some of the obstacles that I would have to encounter and other blind and partially sighted peoples are just wrong, quite frankly. I mean, you talk about street furniture. I mean, there's a whole range of issues, I think, when we talk about this, but the most common ones are vehicles on pavements. That tends to be the top problem for blind and partially sighted people negotiating our streets, and then various like A boards or signage and bins, ironically enough, either wheelie bins or indeed, I can only speak from my own personal point of view, but walking around Belfast city centre sometimes, those big commercial industrial bins that sometimes when they're emptied, they're not exactly put out of the way, if you see what I mean. So you can walk into things on a regular basis, and unfortunately, I would say there's not a week goes by that I wouldn't collide with something, and that's just reality.
Well, the new research by the Royal National Institute of Blind People has highlighted this growing problem of street obstacles, the bollards, the advertising boards, the bins, the cars parked on the pavements, and indeed there's also the general I suppose, mayhem that happens whenever someone, say, is moving premises or a house's contents is being transferred. There are a whole lot of things that just pop up from time to time, and that it's part of life, I suppose. But as far as people planning ahead are concerned, when they leave out their bin, or indeed, you know, when they put an advertising hoarding with a pointer on it to say, come into this coffee shop, do you think it ever crosses their mind that a blind person may have to negotiate their way past it?
Well, I think the problem is it is that it's about educating people, Frank, and I think that's what we're here to do, and that's what moving forward. I mean, we're in a very lucky position, because with the introduction of the new councils, you know, it's our intention, particularly from the new financial year, to work closely and engage with the new councils and looking at the regulations, because, you know, be real, you know, reasonable about this. We're not saying you shouldn't have bins out, you shouldn't have signs out or whatever, but let's have a consistent approach, you know, and I think if we do that, if we engage with councils and policy makers on that, I think we can make a difference. But one of the biggest things we're going to be working on in the coming months is actually engaging with blind and partially sighted people across the country, because, you know, it's not just a problem in Belfast, you know, and I want to highlight that. It happens all over the country.
Of course, and the research would suggest that is true. I'm just wondering what it's like for you if you're walking along and someone has parked a car actually on a pavement, because very often now they park the full car on the pavement. I've seen this. I can see cars, actually, if I crane my neck out the window here, I could see cars parked on the pavement. It's almost as if the parking spaces are within the pavement, and possibly they're fully, totally, legally parked there. It must be very disorientating for a blind person who comes up against a car. Are you not sure whether you're actually out on the road or whether you're on the blimmin' pavement?
It is very disorientating at times, particularly if you're in quite a busy environment, you know, city centre, town centre. There's a lot of activity going on around you. And quite frankly, it's just dangerous, because if the car is on the pavement totally, the only way you can get past is to walk onto the road to go around it, which is not acceptable. You know, and unfortunately, that is quite commonplace, and it's one of the most common problems we have. And just cars, lorries, vans, you know, all sorts of vehicles. You know, I walk to and from work on a daily basis, and quite regularly. I mean, as I said earlier, at least once a week, I would hit an obstacle. And to be quite honest, there's not a week goes by that there's not vehicles parked on pavements in the city centre, which, you know, it astonishes me at times as to why the authorities don't clamp down on this, because obviously you know, it's not right. It's illegal. So I don't quite understand as to why people can get away with that.
Certainly worth highlighting. The research is just reminding us of how difficult it is for people to negotiate their way around these obstacles. It's even difficult sometimes for people who have their sight. There's that much happening on the street and that many blimmin' things sitting there or positioned there that shouldn't be there. But Thomas, thanks for letting us know about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you are someone who is partially sighted and you have a problem, do feel free. Give us a shout, 90 333 105.